With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
The government-backed mortgage corporations Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae recently released plans aimed at reducing housing barriers in underserved communities, particularly among Black homeowners and renters. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The plans include pilot projects meant to build up people's credit histories and counseling on how to buy and maintain a home. Katrina Jones is with Fannie Mae.
The housing inequities in our nation, they're deep and they're longstanding.
That's because of the lasting impact of redlining and predatory lending. Georgetown law professor Cheryl Cashin is the author of White Space, Black Hood.
Black people have less wealth and less money to bring to the table when they're trying to buy a property or rent a property.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac say they'll test programs that'll offer help with down payments and alternatives to security deposits. Cashin says the idea is to help Black Americans build wealth,
which is a direct way of making up for a really awful legacy of anti-Blackness in housing that continues today.
The Black homeownership rate in the U.S. is 42%, according to Fannie Mae. Among whites, it's more than 70%. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.